So we'll say the pasuk at the end of Parshas Pinchas, incredible amount of dynamic activity in Parshas Pinchas. At the end of Parshas Pinchas, the Torah goes through many of the karbanos as well as the yamim tovim. So we'll say the pasuk by the karban mincha says the following: Tzavis b'nei Yisrael. We say this every morning in the Parshas Hatamid. This is in Parashat Chas pasuk Beis. Tzavis b'nei Yisrael, command the Jewish people v'amarta aleihem. You'll say to them, es karbani lachmi liishai. Right, the karbanos, literally the karbanos that come from my loaves, or the karbanos that come from my breads, liishai shall be put on the fires. Reach nichochi, a pleasing aroma. Tishmeru lakriv li b'moado. Ultimately, again, you shall be vigilant regarding them to offer them up in their appointed time. So again, Parashas HaTametzor gives us the obligation to offer a Tamar Shel Shachar, a morning communal offering, an afternoon communal offering. And again, this is the Parashas HaTametzor that we recite every single day. So there is a beautiful, magnificent insight that's brought down by the Hasidic master Pinchas of Karetz. Shlach Pinchas of Karetz darshins the pasuk a little bit differently. He says, what does it mean? Es karbani lachmi liishai. So we'll say, as we say often, the beautiful part in Chasidus is the ability to manipulate the punctuation a little bit. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says, Es karbani. Everyone always wants to know, what's the greatest offering that I could give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the greatest karban that a Jew could give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Lachmi liishai. The Rebbe says, HaKarban HaNirtza Lefanayu. The carbon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants more than anything is Lachmi Li'ishai. See, he says, Shetitnu Lechem La'anashai. Give literally bread to Anashai, to my people. The Ribbono Shalom says, the greatest carbon you can give me is when you do for the other. The Rebbe here happens to be talking us specifically in the realm of tzedakah, but I both say it's not just about tzedakah. The Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us that sometimes the greatest offering we can give to God is not something we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather it's something that we give to the other. Like any parent will say, who does a parent have the greatest hakaras hatov to? Who does a parent have greatest love to? We know when someone does something nice for you, that's very nice. When someone does something nice for your child, then what? I'll tell you this. My daughter Baruch Hashem just came back from her year in seminary, and I'll tell you, it's an amazing thing. The girls have to find like meals out for Shabbos, which whatever is a different discussion. But in any event, I guess the amount of money doesn't cover Shabbos meals. But okay, fine. So the amazing part is, and it's for a parent, like it's like a shtickle anxiety to know, like, my child has to go out, especially, for my daughter. It's interesting. We don't really go out that much. So this is like the first year she's going like from 0 to 60, never really going out. And mom was like every week finding different things. When she would say, oh, I'm going to so-and-so, the wave of Hakaras HaTov that I felt towards this person, more 90% of who I did not know who these people were, but such a profound Hakaras HaTov, thank you for taking care of my child. The Ribbono Shel Olam feels the same exact way for us. There are many things we could do for God. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, as Karbani, you want to know the greatest thing you could offer me? Lachmi li'ishai. Take care of each other. Do a chesed for the other. If you take care of my children, the amount of Hakaras HaTov I feel towards you as a parent, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is absolutely overwhelming. And I will say, this is an incredible yisod the whole year, but it's especially incredible yisod during this time, Bein HaMitzarim. It's during this time that we mourn our Beis HaMikdash. And I will say, not a day goes by that we don't feel the pain of the Churban. Not a day goes by that we don't feil the void that we have because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, that we don't have Karbanos, that we don't have that Kirvus, that we don't have that Shalom. And there's an acute sense of pain that literally we experience each and every day without a Beis HaMikdash. But the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us such incredible words of Nechama. We can't offer up the Karban Tamid, right? I can't offer up a Shlom, I can't offer up an Ola, but I can offer up something even more significant. The Ribbono Shel Olam always gives us the Refua before he gives us the Machla. And even if we can't do the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, he gives us, he says, I want to tell you a secret. The greatest Avodah you could do is not something that is done within the walls, the hallowed walls of the Beis HaMikdash. The greatest Avodah that a Jew could do is what we do each and every day in the Welt, in the world. Lachmi li'ishai. To take care of each other. We'll say, these are weeks. in which we have to become greater Baalei Chesed. These are weeks, these are times where we have to become a little less self-centered and a little more giving to the other. These are times where we have to work on our midos vis-a-vis the other. We have to work ultimately in the way we treat the other. We have to work on the way that we talk to the other. Chesed, Rav Osei, is not just in tzedakah. Chesed is not just with your money. Sure, tzedakah is beautiful. Rav Osei, it's not all about money, and it's not all about giving money. Sometimes, Rav Osei, the ability to give of yourself to the other is something so much more significant than the number of zeros that you're able to put on a check. And we're able to do it each and every day. As karban, Nidri Moshe Shalom says, you want to know the best karban you can give me? Lachmi li ishai. Give bread, give kindness, give love, give acceptance, give chesed to the other. Halavai, we should be zecher Rav Osei to be makriv this karban of lachmi li ishai, of giving the bread of kindness, love, and chesed to the other. And halavai, natzuchos, may we zecher Mirtz Hashem to offer up the real karban lachmi li ishai, the karban told in Hira B'Yameinu.